BBC Radio Wales, Jason Mohammed's Quiz Break.
Stephen Guerrero, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Mystery Voice, this is where we play you a clip of someone who's been on BBC Radio Wales News this morning. Who is this?
And I was the subject of smear campaigns from the Brown camp, the Blair camp, but also the Tory phone. There's nothing new here.
Who is that, Steph?
Wow. This morning, I watched Postman Pat. I watched the Koala Brothers. It is none of those. I know that much. But the one bit of Good Morning Wales I did catch was Ken Livingstone. And that is Ken Livingstone.
Is the right answer. Very confident. He's off the mark.
I wish I'd gone first now. I knew that.
Next, I'll give you a fact about Wales. What I need you to do, Steph, is tell me if it's true or false. True or false. Here is your fact, Steph. Jacob and Amelia were the most popular baby names in Wales 2012. Is that true or is it false?
This was a survey that was out the other day because I was doing a plug for our show on Good Evening Wales and Gareth Lewis was talking about this and I can't remember for the life of me whether that is true or not.
Do you want to guess?
Do I know any kids called Jacob or Amelia? Yes.
I have to push you.
I'm going to go with true. True.
You think it's true?
Yeah.
You're right.
Get in.
According to the ONS, Jacob and Amelia were the most popular baby names in Wales 2012. It's going well, Steph.
I've guessed that one. So, yeah, it's going well. I knew one and I guessed one.
Round three. It's the word round. What does this word mean? Flocky, knocky, nihilification.
That's not a word.
It's in the English dictionary. What does this word mean again? I'll give it to you once again. Yeah, flocky, knocky, nigh, hilly, pillification. What does that mean? Okay. Is it A, the action of estimating something as worthless? B, the stage at which sugar, syrup, and water turns to candy floss? Or C, the method used to create wood chip wallpaper?
Oh, wow. I've listened to a few of these this week, and there's always ones that sound ridiculous, but none of those do. Oh, that's really annoying. It's not the candy floss. It's not B. Which means it's either, what is it, the wood chip wallpaper. The other one doesn't stay in my mind, so I'm going to go with that one, whatever A was.
You think it means the action of estimating something as worthless?
Yeah, just because that sounds really lame, so therefore I'm going to go with that as being the actual... Yeah, that's the one it's A.
Is the right answer.
Get it.
Flocky-knocky nihilification is the action of estimating something as worthless.
Using that one tonight.
Round four. It's on to the fourth round, our intro round. I play you the first 5 seconds of a song...
Yes.
And you have to correctly identify the song and the artist. This totally flummoxed Nelly Bird yesterday.
I know.
So let's see if you can do better. What is that?
I was 100% confident I knew this. And now that you've closed listening to Nelly yesterday, and immediately when I heard it, I knew what it was because my old flatmate in uni used to play it. And now I've heard it again now, I don't think it is what I thought it was. I initially thought it was Bob Dylan. It's not Bob Dylan. That is... it's a Janis Joplin song and I can't remember the name of it. It's... Oh, man.
It's, I need the artist and the song
it,
title.
It just before she died. It's... don't do this. It's a Janis Joplin track. It's Bobby McGee. It's something like that. What's the name of it? It's about Bobby McGee.
So give me... I need the track title and I also need the artist.
I know, and I'm really annoyed. Because
And I have to get an answer from you, Steph. I really have to push you.
It's Janis Joplin and it's called Bobby McGee and Me.
Is the right answer.
You joke. Oh, get in!
Is the right answer.
I didn't realise I was this competitive.
Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin. It's 4 out of 4. You have an opportunity to get a maximum if you get this right. Name the year in which these two events happened. Barry-born Julia Gillard became Australia's first female Prime Minister.
Right.
And the Manic Street Preachers released their 10th album, Postcards from a Young Man.
Oh. That was the last one by the Manics before the one that's out now. I know they had a year or two off before they did this. So it's either 2011 or 2010.
Barry-born Julia Gillard became Australia's first female Prime Minister, and the Manics released their 10th album, Postcards from a Young Man. Those are your clues. Had. I need the year, Steph.
It's not War, Just the End of Love was on that album. And we used that on a montage the first time I did Radio Wales Sport on a Saturday afternoon.
I need your answer, Steph.
2010 it must have been.
Quiz break.
You went for 2010.
It's 2011, isn't it?
It was 2010. You're right.
Yes!
You got 5 out of 5, the first maximum we've had here on Quiz Break. Many congratulations to you. We'll see how Rob Phillips does in a few minutes after this. Well done, Stefan Guerrero.
Cheers, man.